This is the Weekly Rights Podcast, a review of major human rights issues by the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. It's June 30th, and this is our second weekly podcast. After the hangings of four political prisoners in May, more executions could come soon. The campaign learned this week that another political prisoner faces imminent execution. The 27-year-old woman, Zeynab Jalalian, is part of Iran's Kurdish minority, which is under continued persecution by the government. In the past year, nine political prisoners were executed. Most were Kurds. Hadi Gayemi, the Campaign for Human Rights executive director, says this year has seen an unprecedented number of executions.
Iran executes more people per capita than any other country, and its judiciary is one of the most dysfunctional and opaque and arbitrary systems of justice that we know of.
Jalalian was accused of connections to an armed Kurdish opposition group, the Party for a Free Life in Kurdistan. But during her short trial, prosecutors provided no evidence that she ever took up arms. In January last year, Jalalian was sentenced to death for enmity against God.
The Iranian law indeed has the punishment of death penalty for people who take up arms against the state. But we're seeing that article of the law applied more and more to any dissident, particularly in Kurdish areas, that is entrapped by the government.
Gayemi is calling on the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to intervene in this case. But Jalalian is not alone on death row. At least 15 other Kurdish political prisoners await execution. And the wife of a prominent labor leader imprisoned for union activities reports their daughter-in-law was abducted and beaten by security forces last week.
We request help. We ask anyone who can to help us. We are innocent.
Parvana Osanlu, wife of one of Iran's most outspoken union leaders, Mansour Osanlu, who's currently serving a 5-year term following his arrest after a bus driver's strike in 2006.
If Mr. Osanlu is a unionist or is engaged in any activism, it has nothing to do with us. He is serving his time. What do they want from his family?
Osanlu says her daughter-in-law, Zoya Samadi, was abducted and detained by security forces on June 23rd.
She got off work at 5:30 p.m. She was heading home when at the Tarasht metro station, just as she was trying to board the train, some men pulled her hair from behind. She screamed and asked people to help her, but her captors quickly put duct tape on her mouth and blindfolded and transferred her to an unknown location. The forces tied her arms and feet and beat her severely. They told her she had to sign a document promising that once Osanlu is released, either his family would not engage in any activities or they would have to leave the country and go away. Her mouth was taped and she couldn't talk, but she refused to sign the document. They beat her severely and threw her out of the car under the Seyed Khandan Bridge at 9:45 p.m. after removing her blindfold and the tape on her mouth. She got herself to a public phone and called her husband.
Osanlu says her daughter remains in a state of shock, her mouth still bleeding after her braces were torn from her teeth. The voice of Shirin Ebadi, who won the 2003 Nobel Peace Prize for her work as founder of the Defenders of Human Rights Center. On June 10th this year, Iranian state television aired a defamatory program about Ebadi, part of a continuing effort to silence her work. That same day, two of her closest colleagues were arrested. Now, 2 weeks later, Abdulreza Tajik and Narges Mohammadi remain in detention. They're both well-known journalists and activists. Their families have been unable to speak with them or verify their conditions. And prominent Iranian journalist Emad Baghi was released on bail last week. Baghi is winner of the world's top human rights prize, the Martin Ennals Award, and founder of the Association for the Defense of Prisoners' Rights. He was released from custody on June 23rd after his first trial on charges of propaganda against the regime. Baghi was arrested on December 28, 2009, along with dozens of other human rights activists. He spent the past 5 months in solitary confinement and he's been suffering from heart and breathing problems. His next court session will be on July 5th.
Nous avons eu un sommet rempli de succès.
Meanwhile, in Toronto, the G8 summit wrapped up last week. Stephen Harper, Canada's Prime Minister and G8 President, giving concluding remarks. Foreign ministers convened at the summit issued a statement critical of Iran's electoral system. Quote, "We deplore post-electoral violence which led to the loss of lives of Iranian civilians and urge Iran to respect fundamental human rights, including freedom of expression." That's it for this week. For more on any of these stories, please visit our website at iranhumanrights.org. And if you haven't yet seen our report, Men of Violence, Perpetrators of the Post-Election Crackdown, you'll find that on the website as well. Please join us next time for the Weekly Rights Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Jacob Fenston. Music is by Kevin MacLeod.